James Johnson here. In this video, I'm going to be giving you a quick overview of ReallySimpleSystems.com, which is the CRM that we use. And as you've heard Rod say throughout the videos and throughout the course, that this is the CRM that we use for keeping track of all of our contacts, ranging from lenders and bankers and investors to buyers and sellers. And it's crucial that you use a CRM as well, because you can't rely on your memory and a pen and paper to keep track of and log all of the communication that you're going to have between all of the contacts that you're going to have. It's literally impossible to do that. So that's why you're able to come on ReallySimpleSystems.com and set up a very simple and very easy CRM to use that's also free. So before we get started, I did want to show you just the pricing breakdown so you know. As you could see, free, like I just said, and that's forever. That's up to 2 users, 100 accounts, and unlimited contacts. So the difference between an account and a contact, I'll show you briefly. An account is a grouping of people, such as multifamily brokers or multifamily brokers in Florida versus multifamily brokers in Georgia. And then the contacts are the actual people that you would upload into those accounts. So the ability to have 100 for free, that is a lot of accounts. So that should be good. But if you needed some more users or accounts, for $14 a month, 500 accounts, 10 users, and then if you bump it up to 30 or to 46, you could see there's dozens of great features, and you get 5,000 or unlimited accounts. So I just wanted to quickly show you that, but now we will go back to the homepage. So really simple systems, they have great customer service and they have tons of videos and support. So I'm not really going to get into all of the advanced details of the CRM, because you could watch the videos. And as you see right here, the intro video, a video how to import your data, how to customize it. They have live webinars all the time. So they're great in that aspect. So I'm just going to kind of give you an overview of when you're setting it up for the first time, how we lay ours out and how we suggest you do yours. So it's really just going to be, you know, kind of the 30,000 foot view, and then any of those more advanced features, I suggest you just watch one of their videos. So where we're going to start is we're going to upload some accounts into here. So as you can see, I've already, just right before we started, I have multifamily brokers in Florida and multifamily brokers in Georgia. So it's very easy to add more accounts. We'll just say if you're in the Carolinas, all you have to do is just type in multifamily brokers North Carolina, any other info that you want, and save that. So you're good there, and as you'll see, now it's there, simple as that. You do the same thing. It only takes half a second to do. Multifamily brokers, South Carolina. And then you're good to go. So that's one way that you could set up the accounts. And you could do this. We'll use brokers as the example for this the whole process. But you could obviously do the same thing for sellers, for buyers, for bankers, lenders, etc. So another way you could do it, depending on, just say if you're in Florida and you're only doing Florida, so maybe you don't want an account that's just all of the brokers in Florida, because those are the only brokers that you're talking to. You want some a more refined CRM. What you could do is just type in multifamily brokers in Tampa. And then you're actually able to move this Tampa one into Florida. And then you could do the same thing. You could do, you know, brokers in Tampa, in Orlando, in Sarasota, in Miami. And you could do all of the markets in that state that you're in to keep it even more organized. But that just depends on how many contacts you have and how you personally like to have it organized. But that's how we do it. And I'll just suggest that, you know, you do the same. It keeps it very easy to understand. And then now once you have all your accounts set up, so you're going to want to do this, you know, for brokers and do the same thing, you know, just say potential investors, add those into there. And then maybe once you have some investors, you know, investors that have already invested, to separate the two. And you do the same thing, like I said, for your lenders, your buyers, your sellers, etc. So now just say we've went through, we've uploaded all the accounts that you're going to need. Now, let's put in the contacts. So what you could do is you could either come to contacts here, and then click on this green button, add contact and account. Or a little bit easier to do it, you just click on the account that you're adding it into. So let's just say we're going to upload a broker that you just met or you just spoke with in Tampa. So we're in that account now. Then you're just going to scroll down here. Now let's just enter his info in. So we'll just say John Smith, title, broker, email, john@broker.com, phone, 555-555. Don't need to put the cell, and then you can leave those blank at the end. So you could see you could quickly type in that info and then update. And now you have a contact in that section. So it's very, very simple, very self-explanatory. But you could see now you have your all your accounts. Then you could click on Multifamily Brokers in Tampa. And then there is our John Smith broker. So it's as simple to do as that. And then you could, you know, really add a lot of stuff in, tasks, different things that you have to do. So this is where you would say, maybe, you know, you have John looking at some properties for you. You want to keep in contact with him regularly. You could, you know, set reminders and tasks for every, you know, other Monday to call him at noon. Opportunities, maybe some properties that you're pursuing, just starting to talk with the owner. So there's a ton of stuff you could do in here. So definitely just make the free account. And you could even have one of the more advanced accounts with all the features. You could do that free for 14 days. And then you could see reports, tasks, opportunities. So there's a ton you can do, but I really just wanted to briefly show you kind of how we have our accounts laid out and then how you could upload the contacts. So it's as simple as that. It is a really simple CRM, as the name implies. I hope you enjoyed the video, and I will see you on the next one.